Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign is accusing the New York Times of targeting the Florida governor for a hit piece. The Times recently published a story sourcing at least one DeSantis staffer who reportedly told them the outlook for DeSantis' White House bid appears grim. DeSantis has been losing ground to Nikki Haley in the polls, and former President Trump still holds a strong lead in the GOP. A spokesperson for the DeSantis campaign, though, accused the Times of producing a hit piece, relying on unnamed sources with their own agendas, they said. A Republican member of both the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the Senate Appropriations Committee has asserted that Republicans are in consensus regarding addressing the southern border. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Senator Bill Hagerty from Tennessee attributed the challenges at the southern border to President Biden.
They're encouraging as many people to flood into this nation as they possibly can, essentially to backfill the blue states where populations are leaving and help them in the calculation of congressional seats going forward.
Hagerty accused the White House of attempting to shift the role of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement from an enforcement agency to a, quote, resettlement agency. The White House has insisted Congress is to blame for failing to pass new comprehensive immigration reform. On his way out the door, Louisiana's governor is pardoning some hardcore criminals. USA's Laura Winters on that story.
Outgoing Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards pardoning 56 prison inmates, including 40 convicted murderers. The Democrat reducing the state's huge prison population, making it a top priority of his final term in office. With little focus on the potential for repeat offenders and the ensuing safety issues regarding residents. Now, in addition to the convicted murderers, some of the prisoners he's letting go were convicted of arson, kidnapping, and armed robbery.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Former President Trump is promising to replace Obamacare with his own version. In a Truth Social post on Christmas, Trump said Obamacare was too expensive, in his words, adding he will come up with a much better, less expensive alternative. Trump remains the favorite to win the GOP presidential nomination. In the upcoming months, two American companies are gearing up to dispatch unmanned spacecraft to the moon's surface.
This marks an historic milestone as the first private companies to achieve such a feat. Both projects are supported by funding from NASA. Astrobotic, headquartered in Pittsburgh, aims to launch next month, with Houston-based Intuitive Machines following suit a month later. These initiatives are intricately connected to NASA's Artemis program, which endeavors to return humans to the lunar surface within this decade. I'm John Schaefer.
Tesla is recalling more than 120,000 vehicles in the United States. A letter posted to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website noted the doors on affected models can become unlocked and potentially open during a crash. Those affected vehicles include Tesla models S and X, manufactured for model years 2021 through 2023. The jackpot for Wednesday night's Powerball drawing should roll over to roughly $685 million after no tickets are reported to have matched all six numbers in last night's drawing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. I'm Bill Martinez, and we are live. My good friend Adam Andrzejewski is going to be joining us in just a moment, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Says last year, this year, 2023, quite the year of waste and fraud brought to you by our overpriced government. In the last 12 months, we saw the reveal of third-party royalties going to the National Institutes of Health, the militarization of our federal government, the San Francisco infamous poop map update, Ivy League payments and endowments, and the return of this little piggy. Porky's update. Earmarks are back in Congress. Adam Andrzejewski joins us now. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me back. I bet you most people that are listening to the program here today, they don't understand or they don't realize that every single one of those issues that you just outlined came from our auditors, and we broke it on your radio program and across the country on every single one of those issues. Our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, they made a big impact this year.
I'll tell you, it's been such a privilege to partner with you and Open the Books on holding our government accountable. And again, we're grateful for the auditors, the teamwork of everybody at Open the Books to, you know, hold the government accountable, because this has been your mission from day one back to the Senator Coburn days.
Well, you know, God rest his soul. Senator Coburn was the legendary U.S. Senator from Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was Coburn and I locked arm in arm, fighting these battles in the same trench together up until his passing. He was our first and only honorary chairman of OpenTheBooks.com. We miss him every day.
Well, I bet. But what a legacy and what an inspiration, what he ignited all these years ago. You know, common sense accountability for, you know, our government institutions that have done everything they could to avoid accountability. That is the status quo of the Beltway, but we must continue to do so, because that is our responsibility as, you know, as commanded in our Constitution under those three very powerful words, we the people, right, Adam?
Yeah, and Coburn, look, he operated by a simple rule. It only takes one candle to light a dark room.
Yes.
So Coburn is a small state U.S. senator, you know, being in those rooms at the seat of power in Congress on Capitol Hill. He took that charge very seriously. And here's a great story. In the 2012 debt ceiling limit debate, when the government was going to be shut down and they had to pass a funding resolution, and this historically has been the only spot where Republicans get any gains on spending, Coburn was able to get an amendment attached to that bill when Barack Obama was the president, and the amendment simply charged the Government Accountability Office with an annual duplication study and report to Congress on the duplicative federal services within the agencies.
Wow.
And then it was up to Congress to cut the duplication. And every single year, they've submitted that report, Congress has taken action, and this year, we got the update, and it has saved $700 billion by carving out the waste in the duplicative federal services. And that is an ongoing legacy of Dr. Tom Coburn.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, and people, you know, that you, if you cannot appreciate how the Beltway works, because it is such a meat grinder. The paradigm and the model of the Beltway is so pervasive that it forces good people to compromise on some of their principles. Tom Coburn was not one to compromise, which is a credit to him and also those that kept reelecting him into office, because the normal mindset of those that go to the Beltway, I mean, they're told right off the bat, your number one job isn't about your constituencies. It's about getting reelected. Well, if that's the only thing you have to worry about is getting reelected, well, then, you know, it makes it easier to kind of kick the can, you know, down the road and not deal with these problems that you should be dealing with, you know, by mandate in the Constitution, right?
Yeah, and Coburn, you know, on two of these issues, he wrote books. So not only was he a great U.S. senator, but he left a legacy in the written word. So, you know, he outlined exactly how you run for Congress as an outsider, but the system very quickly turns you into an insider.
Exactly.
And the second book he wrote was on the national debt, that the national debt is our greatest security threat. And, you know, his book was called The Debt Bomb. And look, you know, back when Reagan was the president in 1980, the national debt was less than $1 trillion. Yeah. And since then, it has escalated just over the course of the past, you know, 43 years. It's escalated north. It's pushing $34 trillion, from $1 trillion to $34 trillion in the last 40 some years. I mean, this is a clear and present danger to the ongoing concern of the United States. And Coburn had it right a decade ago.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you just think of what the last three presidents have done, you know, to our debt. And I know there's lots of, you know, you can debate certain things and point counterpoint about how we got there. The reality is we're here. We're $34 trillion. Our interest rate on our debt alone is approximating what we invest in our military. Yep. And our military next year is jumping up and down saying we need more money. We got supersonic missiles that are being developed in the East, in Russia and China. And we've got to be able to combat that. And meanwhile, we've got, you know, Kim Jong-un, you know, is at his antics again, sending missiles in air. And it was reported here this week that he's got a missile now that can hit any place in the United States.
Yeah, this is the clear and present danger. And it's the interest on the national debt, quite yeah. obviously now crowding out core government services like national defense.
Exactly. Well, what are we going to do, Adam? We get to this point, and I know I'm getting a little ahead of ourselves, but just for a moment here, you know, we consider the state of the union financially. What happens when we get to that point where we have no choice? Where these
well, we want to do everything. We want to do
decisions. Go ahead.
Yep, we want to do everything we can to avoid that point, and it starts with carving out and changing the culture in Washington D.C., carving out the waste, fraud, corruption, and taxpayer abuse. And so, look, you know, that's why we point out halo government grants or large scale government grants. You know, the $33 billion that went to the elite and wealthy institutions of the Ivy League plus Stanford and Northwestern just in the past 5 years, where exactly. they're now more federal contractor than they are educator. They get more on federal grants and contracts than what they collect on undergraduate student tuition. And then they get other perks, like the $12 billion worth of gain on their endowments and investments that they didn't have to pay capital gains tax on. They've got a minuscule 1.4% tax to pay on those gains, where other Americans pay up to 23.4% on those capital gains tax rates.
You know, Adam, it wouldn't be so bad if what came out of these institutions was something that we could brag about. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Americans are looking at what these wealthy elite institutions have done to incubate discrimination, bigotry, and anti-Semitism on their campus. Mm-hmm. They're wondering how much taxpayer money did those institutions receive? You know, what do their endowments look like? Bill, incredibly, the Harvard Endowment, it's the largest in the world. It's the largest in American higher education, of course. $50 billion.
Wow.
If Harvard were a wealthy individual in America, it would be the 16th richest individual in the country. It'd be ranked number 16. So what? Harvard doesn't need taxpayer money. They need to lighten the load on the American taxpayer. They need to start paying their own way.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite hosting 17 million Christians nationwide, some regions of Cameroon remain steeped in traditional superstitions and false beliefs. Security injunctions have set heavy restrictions on church activities, and converts can be at great risk if they tell anyone about their new faith. To provide hope in the midst of persecution, the Tide Ministry recently launched powerful gospel radio broadcasts in Cameroon. The story of a local witch doctor who found Christ, burned his personal idols, and is now sharing the gospel in his community showcases the power of Christ in places desperate for his love. Hearing the good news in your own language can ignite the fire of Christ in a powerful way. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Well, and the thing is the marketplace is already starting to make some adjustments, Adam. You've got, you know, CEOs of major companies saying, we're not going to hire these people coming from these Ivy League colleges. You know, some have said poison Ivy League colleges because they see this as an impediment upon their own corporate culture and what they'll have to deal with down the road if they bring, as some have called them, these neo-Marxists into their organization.
Yeah, well, Congress, you know, they need to simply do their job.
Yeah.
They need to start going line by line through the Ivy's checkbook, and I'm going to tell you some of the things that they'll find in terms of federal funding. So Cornell University accepted a $1 million grant on a study where it hurts the most to be stung by a bee. You've got Columbia University. They took $6 million to create fake voicemails from 40 years in the future, which was the year 2065, after the world's been decimated by climate change. You could have created this own Future Coast game. You can Google Future Coast. You can play this game. You'll play it for about 15 seconds. It's so boring. You could have made it with your own iPhone with a voice memo app that comes installed on your phone. You don't need millions of dollars to create things like this. That's what Congress would find if they would simply do their job.
Exactly. Wow. You know, I guess these institutions must be pretty smart if they can get that kind of money out of our dumb representatives, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's, you know, this year we found $2 million grants to preserve artifacts from the minorities in northern Iraq. Like $4 million went to one of these wealthy schools, went to Cornell, actually, in partnership with the National Institutes of Health to hire more minoritized, their word, employees in the sciences. We could have saved $4 million if Cornell would not discriminate on their hiring practices and if they would hire based on merit.
What a novel idea, right? Yeah, this is absolutely insane. We're talking with Adam Andrzejewski, founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. You know, Adam, sometimes you hear these stories, and sometimes people think, oh, Adam and Bill, they're just kidding. I mean, this is like almost fodder for Babylon Bee. No, this is real. This is your money. This is why you're getting pulverized with taxes and why it's so frustrating for the everyday American who is trying, you know, living the paycheck to paycheck. You got over 50% of the country living that way. And when they hear of expenditures like this, they just want, they want to throw a brick at their television or whatever, you know, because it's so frustrating that here they are, you know, scrimping, saving, finding all kinds of ways to make their paycheck endure for the entire month. And then you have these knuckleheads spending our money. And then as if that's not bad enough. And the next time you hear from them, they say, hey, we need to tax you more.
Exactly. And specific to these wealthy elite schools, I want to make sure everybody listening to the program, watching the program, completely understands how much money these people have. Mm-hmm. So these 10 schools, the 8 Ivies plus Stanford and Northwestern, over the course of the past 5 years, their endowments, this was raised from private donors, their endowments increased by $65 billion.
Wow.
$65 billion. And to your point, Bill, you know, we're all out here, regular Americans. The genius of America is with the regular people.
Right.
We're working hard. We're working to save our money, put our kids through school. These schools are increasing tuition. I mean, everybody's winning in higher education except our students.
Exactly. Yeah. No, this is beyond frustrating, Adam. And this is where the American people are finally going to say enough's enough. And as I said, you got corporate America now is kicking back and going, look, if that's the doctrine you're going to try to bring into my culture, don't bother. Don't even bother to send in your resume. Right.
And here's an example that I want to discuss with you. And it's outside, you know, it's Texas Christian University. And they're a very good school historically.
Right.
Texas Christian University. And they're trying to erase Christmas through their DEI, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion program on campus. Mm-hmm. When my daughter applied to that school a year and a half ago, she had to answer a 300-word Diversity, Equity, Inclusion statement.
Oh my God.
As a part of the answer to that, they provided a DEI toolbox, a toolkit to read. Step 3 on how to take action once you come to TCU and you're accepted is to take, quote unquote, a Christmas party and make it a holiday party within your part of the university. Texas Christian University is trying to erase Christmas. They're trying to bring students to campus that agree with this philosophy. It's absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, this whole DEI issue, it's interesting here. Recently, in the last half of this year, Adam, you're seeing that corporate America is waking up. It's a little bit easier for them to kind of change directions and, get away from some of this DEI because, as I always tell the kids, you know, experience defines preference. And when corporate America has a bottom line to produce and a fiduciary responsibility to their stockholders, and they see that the stock, you know, their stocks are going down and their value as perceived by the stockholders is diminishing, they go, whoa, wait a minute. We better, you know, this is not helping us, you know, because here's where this company was before DEI. Here's where we are afterwards. And they're at least investing some critical thought into the impact of DEI and moving away from it. Because the fact of the matter is, DEI is a big lie. You know, this whole idea of diversity, equity, and inclusion is actually, it's DEE at best. It's not inclusion, it's exclusion. Because you are selecting and excluding those that somehow, you know, the mob has deemed irrelevant or injurious.
Yeah, and we picked up a big victory at OpenTheBooks.com in March of this year. So the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, they have K through 12 public schools underneath the DODEA, which is Department of Defense Education Activity. This is a federal school system serving up to 80,000 children of our service men and women. When they go overseas or even in some of these domestic schools, that's where the children get educated. And for the first time ever, they had established a DEI office. So we investigated it. And in March, through Elise Stefanik, through congressional committees, through partnership with News Stories on our investigation with Fox News, we actually played a big role in getting that first ever office canceled. And so that was a big victory for our team at OpenTheBooks.com.
Well, you see, in some instances, you can move a little bit faster, and that was a great success to be able to cancel it. The challenge is going to be in these, these institutions of higher learning because they're so well entrenched. You've got hundreds of people in human resources where before you barely had one, right? And they're so well entrenched that they're not going to go away easy. And, in some cases, you know, they're protected because of union jobs and other, you know, other connections. So it's going to be a little bit more difficult for some of these institutions to, to kind of clean up the mess that they've created here because, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you would think there would be some sobriety that would reign here, Adam, and people would be able to say, is this in the best interest of our students and the culture at large?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Bill, because we're going to do an oversight report, hopefully in the first quarter of 2024, on the Pentagon's K through 12 public schools. Right. What they did is they took this powerful office of DEI, they canceled it. The office was in charge of curriculum, professional development of its educators, and the hiring of its educators. Very powerful office.
I mean, this is insane, and this is our government that is in operation right now that has us on the border of a third world war and all kinds of pernicious activity, whether from Russia, we just mentioned North Korea, China, of course, as always. And of course, let's not forget what all the fire that's going and taking place in the Middle East.
Well, when you follow the money, you learn a lot of different things. And so every year the White House has to disclose their payroll. And do you know who made the most money this year on the White House payroll? Well, it was their monkeypox czar who used to own a satanic gym in New York City.
The monkeypox czar?
Yes.
Making more than the president even?
No, he doesn't make more than the president, but he makes the most out of the White House staff payroll. So he was the number one most highly compensated White House staffer last year.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable flavored vapes marketed towards kids. Here's Fentanyl Fathers co-founder Greg Swan with a message for parents.
Reuters is reporting that a new breed of vapes from China has confounded regulators while offering flavors like blue cotton candy to attract America's youth. With the possibility that these products can be laced with deadly fentanyl, enforcement agencies at the local, state, and federal levels need to get these illegal products off shelves.
Sponsored by Fentanyl Fathers.
My name is DeMar Hamlin, I played for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News Update. With war still raging on between Israel and Hamas, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu paid a visit to IDF troops in northern Gaza on Monday. His visit came a day after an estimated 70 people were said to have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in central Gaza. At the same time, the Israeli military said 15 of its troops lost their lives over the weekend. Egypt coming forward with a new ceasefire proposal, though it appears to be a non-starter for Israel. King Charles III expressing his hope that we can collectively work to safeguard one another. This in his second Christmas message as the reigning monarch of England.
My heart has been worn by countless examples of the imaginative ways in which people are caring for.
Although he did not explicitly mention the Israel-Hamas conflict, the king acknowledged the prevalence of increasingly tragic conflicts around the world during this period. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Mentioned March of last year. Also in March, great job was the third party royalties going to the National Institutes of Health. Tell our audience about that. This was quite revealing. I remember this.
So we've been in a knockdown, drag out dogfight, our federal lawsuit over the course of the past 3 years to open the books on the line by line payments of third party royalties over at the National Institutes of Health. So what is a third-party royalty? Well, a taxpayer-paid government scientist in a taxpayer-paid government lab invents something, and then to monetize it and distribute it, they license it properly to the private sector, think pharmaceutical company, for that purpose. Then the pharmaceutical company pays royalties back to the agency, and then there's a split with the scientist. You know, during the pandemic, many of us, Bill, we all thought and got the feeling that big government was very close to big pharma. So at OpenTheBooks.com, we identified this database to show just how close they are. And so, you know, over the course of the last 3 years, here's what we've learned, that virtually every single healthcare research institution entity of any significance is in the royalties database. There's now 2,400 scientists at NIH and in other federal agencies receiving third-party royalties. And they've received hundreds of thousands of royalties over the course of the past decade. In this database from 2009 through 2020, we now know that there was $325 million worth of third-party royalties that were paid out. So think about this. While NIH every single year doles out $30 billion worth of grants to over 50,000 receiving entities, now coming back through the other door are hundreds of billions of dollars worth of hundreds of millions of third-party royalties enriching the agency and its scientists. So we wanted to be able to follow that money, and it's led to all kinds of litigation and fighting, and we're getting close to being able to see most of it, finally.
Well, I bet they don't want you to see it, Adam. That's why they've been, trying to hide the pee here for you. But this is incredible. So 50% of the royalty goes to the agency, and the other 50 is distributed amongst the scientists who were the ones that discovered, said formulas, right?
Well, there is a formula split on the payments, that's for sure.
Right.
So, when we first started this, they ignored our Freedom of Information Act request, so we immediately sued them with our legal partner, Judicial Watch. Mm-hmm. And then over the course of the next 10 months, they doled out 3,000 pages worth of line-by-line royalties, but they heavily redacted them. So we could see the top line. We could quantify with our forensic data scientists $325 million in royalties, but we couldn't see we could see the scientists' individual names on the payments, but they blacked out the amount to the scientist, and they blacked out the payer. Think pharmaceutical company. They blacked out who was paying the royalty, and they blacked out what they invented, the license number, patent number. So the database was virtually worthless. In right. August of this year, we got them to unredact the name of the payer and the license number. So now we're just down the amount of to the individual scientist, and we're going to be in front of a federal judge in the first quarter making our legal arguments and battling NIH to be able to follow the money.
What does that do in terms of, setting up the rest of, government and the employees to think that it's okay to scam the taxpayer, to be able to take advantage of this? So whether we're talking insider trading, paid for play, to me, this deposits a, a bug in the system, to where it doesn't promote good governments and good governance or morality, I would think, Adam. I mean, this seems like a conflict of interest. And I'm sorry, because in everyday America, the way businesses work in America today is that if you're an employee of a company, and while you're working for that company and utilizing the company's instruments, this has already been decided in the Supreme Court, that whatever you generate, that becomes owned by the company that gives you a paycheck. You don't have any personal interest or claim on that.
Well, it used to be that government progressives were the leaders on this issue of transparency. I mean, you had the legendary progressive Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis famously yes. say that transparency is the best of disinfectants.
Yes.
And we agree with that. We want to be able to follow the money at NIH, and they're basically acting like they have a lot to hide. They're telling you and I, sit down, shut up, we'll run things.
Yes.
And we're not going to stand for it. And so we filed that litigation, and slowly we're opening everything up. Here's what we've already found. We found that the NIH's top vaccine maker in 2018 started to receive royalties from Moderna. So he's on Moderna's payroll when he goes over to Operation Warp Speed. And
yeah.
obviously that committee greenlits Moderna early on as a COVID vaccine.
Exactly.
His payments weren't disclosed on that committee. That's a straight up conflict of interest. That's the type of stuff we're talking about.
Yeah, and here we are. I mean, and there's so much still to be debated and understood about what happened with Operation Warp Speed. And, of course, the other ensuing issues in terms of injury to people and, this whole situation, Adam. And when you have this much conflict of interest, how are you going to ever get down to the bottom of the matter and really understand were the vaccines, was it positive? Were they good? Were they bad? Somewhere in between. It just seems like we have more questions than answers when it comes to the vaccines.
Yeah, it was so rushed. We're not going to know for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, the long-term effects of all this new technology on the very complicated human body and human immune system. So, look, it's going to be a rough period. But look, we, you know, at OpenTheBooks.com, we keep digging and clawing and digging and clawing. So I'm telling you where this is going to go, Bill.
Okay.
We just, you know, because we've had this litigation going on third-party royalties that end in 2020. It's been going on that long. Now we need the next 3 years. So we filed that Freedom of Information Act request. NIH, again, they ignored it. They ignored that one. So with Judicial Watch breaking here right on your program today, last week, and it's not been reported yet, we had to sue NIH again for their third-party royalties. And this is what I mean. Congress needs to get engaged. We're going to be filing a complaint with the Inspector General of Health and Human Services. Like, why will not, I mean, NIH will not release on a Freedom of Information Act request without a lawsuit this very important information? And they knew, you know, the IG, the Inspector General at HHS, they have guns and badges. They've got subpoena authority. They need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, without a doubt. I do want to address, and there were so many other highlights throughout the year, and one that stuck out in particular for me was the militarization of our federal government.
Right. Yeah, I mean, HHS, Health and Human Services of all agencies, they've got 500 special agents, and they're armed to the teeth.
Yes.
Actually trained by the same contractors that train our U.S. military special forces operators. So, look, there are now more federal officers in the rank-and-file federal agencies outside of the Department of Defense. There's 200,000 of them with arrest and firearm authority. Bill, that number exceeds the number of United States Marines at 180,000.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So since 2006, there's been 103 federal agencies outside of the DOD that have purchased $3.7 billion in guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment. And here's a point that everyone needs to understand. 76 of those agencies have been traditional paper-pushing regulatory agencies. They're not your traditional law enforcement agencies underneath the Department of Justice or the Department of Homeland Security. These are your alphabet soup of agencies like Social Security Administration, who has officers that are armed. You've got, like I said, Health and Human Services, like the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. They've got 200 special agents. And you've got, of course, the Internal Revenue Service.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
So this is not just San Francisco. The 35,000 is around the country. Probably probably most of the highlights would be in the state of California, if I could imagine.
So our data and map is specific to San Francisco. So that's 35,000 cases this year.
Just in San Francisco.
This year on the city streets, reported to their city 311 call line. So it's their data, not ours. Bill, you can doubt us, but if the city of San Francisco tells you something, it's the truth.
Well, yeah, wow. And the thing is that it's so amazing. You know, this is why the people in San Francisco didn't want President Xi to leave, because Xi cleaned up the streets. But the amazing thing, Adam, was that by the following week after Xi left, the poop is back.
Jeez. You know, it's disgusting. If you're the only ones working hard as a public employee for the city in San Francisco is a member of the Poop Patrol. Those guys make up to $185,000 a year. It's not enough.
$185,000? I thought it was $60,000. $185,000 for picking up poop?
Yes. And it's a job I wouldn't want even at that rate.
Wow. I mean, now you're getting up there. You're getting paid as much as Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, as Speaker of the House, I think Pelosi is getting $225. But yeah, you're right. But you do have to, you know, pick up the human waste on city streets. Look, this is medieval stuff. This is a human health catastrophe. San Francisco quite simply needs to get their act together.
Right. Well, yeah, this is amazing, and that this is taking place, especially in a beautiful city like San Francisco. I mean, is that we have this progressive thought and this activity that is just ruining our country, and it seems to be consistent in blue states, whether we're talking California. I mean, go on down the line, Baltimore, you know, New York. It's just a mess all over the place here. And you think that, at some point they're going to get tired of losing people, because people are moving out. They finally have had it with it, and they're moving into red states and hoping that whatever it is, that red states don't all of a sudden turn blue and they bring, some of the problem that they ran away from, follows them to their new state.
Well, and here's a gross statistic that'll freak everybody out. So since 2011, we found 270,000 cases of human poop on city streets reported to the city. 270,000 times somebody made a dial. That's absolutely disgusting. Think about your own city. If it happened once in my city here in Hinsdale, Illinois,
yes,
people would freak out. It's happened 270,000 times in San Francisco, and it's getting worse. It's not getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the sad component, because the fact of the matter is that the citizens are involved, the people, you know, that would normally go down and, you know, walk the sidewalks in areas of San Francisco, avoid it. I know that in Los Angeles, it had gotten so bad. You know, I said, wait a minute, you got human feces, you've got rats. That's a prescription for a plague.
And yeah, it really is. It's medieval stuff. I mean,
it is. Yeah.
It's the resurgence of everything in a society that we haven't seen in 100, 150 years, 200 years in this country.
Unbelievable. Adam, let's talk about earmarks coming back in Congress, right? It's just that's the drug of choice for Congress. They just cannot help themselves.
Yeah, and Republicans, unfortunately, have gone hog wild for earmarks. So in the spending bills debated this fall, the top 63 earmarkers in the House were Republicans.
Wow.
In the Senate, 8 out of your top 10 earmarkers are Republicans. You got the number one state in the country as a receiver of the congressional earmarks is the state of Maine, one of the smallest states. And that's because one of the top earmarkers in the Senate is Susan Collins, the Republican. You know, and she gives like $3.5 million to the Irish Heritage Museum in Portland, Maine. Wow. You know, she gives millions of dollars for a new police station in Caribou, Maine. I looked it up. It's got 15 sworn police officers, but guess what? It's the hometown where she grew up.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, here it is. You know, whether it's a Republican or Democrat or independent, it's all about buying votes, isn't it?
Well, it is.
At our expense.
Yeah. You know, we're picking up the tab. And so here's some examples, you know, on a bipartisan basis. So you got Congress literally going nuts. You got your Democratic U.S. senators from Hawaii earmarking $1 million for the Macadamia Nut Initiative. You got the Democratic congressman from Ohio, $1 million on a grant into the Rock and Roll Museum in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
You've got $2 million going to the National Great Blacks in Wax Museum. He earmarked that in Fume 6 months after the museum ensconced him with a wax figurine.
Oh, of course, yeah, exactly, yeah.
You got $5 million going into the Universal Hip Hop Museum in New York City. You got $30 million, the retiring U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy last December earmarked $30 million in the Vermont Honors College. They turned around and renamed the Honors College after Patrick Leahy. He did it again with the Burlington International Airport. He earmarked $34 million into that airport. As soon as he retired, they turned around last spring, and they renamed the airport after Patrick Leahy.
This is the thing that to me is so disgusting, is they use our money as, you know, to pay for these things, and then they put their name on the building.
I know.
It's like, wait a minute. Okay. All right. So this is the guy who stole the money from the American people. And in case you forget, his name's on the building.
And every dime was borrowed against the national debt. We're going to be paying it off for a couple of generations. And it goes on a bipartisan basis. You had the retiring last December. You had the retiring U.S. Senator from Alabama, Richard Shelby.
Right.
No, Shelby earmarks $50 million into the University of Alabama. University of Alabama hosts his Senate archive. But Shelby doesn't earmark it for a building or a project. They stuff it in their endowment.
Oh.
So we borrow $50 million against the national debt to give it to the University of Alabama, who stuffs the cash into their endowment. We're in a school where they pay their football coach $11 million a year.
Right. And so then it becomes tax-free, right?
Yeah, it grows tax-free. Taxpayers never get a clawback on that.
You know, we're getting work three ways to Sunday in all this. It's no wonder, Adam. I mean, do you guys... If I was around your eyes, you guys are going through all this. I mean, you know, even when you come on the show, it's like my skin is crawling just from, you know, hearing these stories about this kind of fraud and abuse.
Yeah, it's rife at every level, right into your local units of government where you live. And I've come to the conclusion that we have reverse subsidiarity in this country. It used to be that the units of government closest to the people practiced good government, and it got worse by the time you got to your state capital and finally the federal government. Now, I think it's, you know, we've been talking about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse at the federal level, but I think it's that bad because your local units are your most corrupt and nobody there is paying any attention.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Are you doing any drilling on local level, or just everything is still focused at a federal level?
No, we do in five key markets every single Friday. We do an audit of local units of government in Austin, Texas, Las Vegas, Nevada, Nashville, Tennessee, Portland, Maine, of all places, Baltimore, Maryland, places like that. So here's what we just found in Baltimore, Maryland. Again, it was an 8-month battle to get them to disclose the line-by-line vendor payments in the city checkbook. We opened that up, and what we found is out of their top 100 nonprofits receiving city money, 32 of them weren't even in compliance, properly registered with the Maryland Secretary of State underneath the Charitable Solicitation Act.
Wow. And how much money are we talking there?
$65 million flowed to those 32 entities. They were some of the largest entities that had received American Rescue Plan Act funds. The nonprofits that run the museums, the nonprofits that run their public markets, like some of the most prominent nonprofits in town weren't even properly registered with the state.
Unbelievable. Who else you got?
Well, like in Austin, Texas, the governor had to call in the state police this year to patrol the streets of Austin because we found they have understaffed rank and file police officers to the tune of 300. So their budget documents call for 1,809 sworn officers, but they have active officers only around 1,500. And so Governor Greg Abbott had to pull officers off the border and send them to the capital city in the progressive hub of Austin, Texas.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. In the progressive
hub. You just learned, and it's breaking news today, that Harris County, that's the county of Austin, they are redirecting American Rescue Act plan funds, the COVID aid funds, to do a permanent income for low-income residents with those funds. That's got nothing to do with COVID. We're almost 4 years out from the start of that virus.
How can we, the people, come alongside and partner with Open the Books?
Well, just come to openthebooks.com. When you hit our website, sign up for our breaking news list, then go over. All gifts to our organization are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. We're a public charity, and we exist to educate the American people. So if you have a little bit of extra money this year for a charitable cause, we would love to partner with you.
Well, Adam, again, I cannot thank you and the team enough for the great job you did on behalf of We the People in 2023, and look forward to the updates for the upcoming year. Again, thank you very much. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Phil.
You got it. Adam Angieski.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The final phase.